not from New Braunfels, but from East Texas, Pastor Ovenberg and Ferdinand Lindheimer had saddled their horses and ridden down to meet the settlers at Port Lavaca. And then Prince Solms had heard that they were encamped in the prairie 3 miles out of Port Lavaca. He went to a store in Galveston or Houston, I think it was in Galveston, where he could buy Christmas candles. Those wax candles that were put on Christmas trees and lighted on Christmas Eve. So, and some candy for the children. So he arrived on the 24th of December in 1844 there in the camp, and had one small oak tree decorated with the candles and the candy for the children. So that's how the first immigrants who founded New Braunfels celebrated Christmas Eve over in Germany. Of course, they could see the members of the families whom they had left behind in Germany already sitting around the Christmas tree and the candles lighted and the presents under the trees, and they were singing Christmas songs. Christmas songs. But that's what they did. They sang. Pastor Ovenberg then led them in the singing of Christmas, hymns, Christmas hymns. And then the next morning on Christmas Day, Pastor Ovenberg conducted the first church services for those 3 sailboat loads of German immigrants. And thus, from then on, Christmas Eve has been observed by those settlers and their descendants up to now, and Christmas Day church services.
Were the people mostly Protestant or mostly Catholic, or both?
About half and half. But of course, there the Catholics joined in on Christmas Eve and also on Christmas morning. And Prince Solms announced, and you find that it's in Solms, Texas, that he had sent funds to Baltimore, to the headquarters of the Catholic Church in America, to send a priest to serve the Catholics here in New Braunfels.
Mm-hmm. Did they get one?
No, there wasn't any available that they could send. And the first